Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbress
Radio. I am so excited to have him back on the show. You know what? He had us vibing back in 2020 to the Garba rhythm that we just heard, and we loved it so much. He dropped another one. Now, he's known for his reggae Desi fusion. And, you know, I love everything that he does. And I know you guys love everything that he does. He's dropped a new one. It's called Garba Rhythm 2.0. And to talk all about it, give it up and show some love for Dandy.
Yes. Selector DJ Akshay Patel of the Desi Mashup for all the lesser listeners. Far and wide, DAV, AM, whatever you're going to be available, whatever ready, so you can catch us on any way, man. Big up to Akshay, man. It's good to have you back on the airwaves, Akshay.
Thank you, man. It's good to be back. And Jesse Krishna
Maravai,
Gemche.
Jesse Maravai, Gemche, Maja Majoya, Veta Che, Ananwa, you know, I'm a Garba Rhythm 2.0 Nikrigo, Jirik Apa, Anand, yeah, Jirik, iTunes, Spotify, Jirik.
Bilkul. And but you know what? Northa is, I guess, is done. We got one more night tomorrow. It's Purim tomorrow. There's still one more night. You know, people can get down with their dandiyas. But how was Northa? How was Northa for you?
Northa was really good. I went down to obviously my local community, the SKRP one. You know, the one that's huge that has has an attendance of 7,000 people on a Friday and a Saturday.
Yeah.
So went down there and obviously done a few stock and few shoots for the Garba Rhythm 2.0, which was quite really good fun. Yeah. Meeting a lot of people there, that was it was really good. It was really colourful and vibrant, and it was beautiful to be part of the world, to be back in the festivities, to be back after COVID.
Yeah.
It was lovely to see a lot of faces that you haven't seen for a long, long time. You know, getting the community together again is what Navrat is about, as well as obviously celebrating the 9 days of Mataji. But obviously there's also a wider connection, as we call it.
Of course, without doubt. And I've got to ask you, Mandan, are you one of those people who, you know, who when you get into the Ras Garba and the Dandiya, are you, do you do all that crazy choreography that I see people doing, or are you just standard like me?
No, I try to do it. And I love to do that crazy one where they put that mad Indian Gujarati dress on, which looks like a bit of a frock that's on your waist, isn't it? Or above your waistline, instead of checking your midriff, isn't it? It's madness. And then my dad goes, "You should wear this." And I went, "What, you want to wear this?" And he goes, "Yeah, this is traditional wear, man. What are you talking about?" You've got a point. You can't really wear it in like good clothes and that. It's difficult. But I used to when I was younger. And a lot of people got on to, obviously, when I was on Facebook Live for a bit, they were like, "You know, you used to be so good at this, Dundee." And I sort of back and I was, well, I really was, but there was no way recording how good you were back in the days, isn't it?
Yeah.
We didn't have that technology, man. Old school, yeah.
Of course, man, of course. Now, you know, we just heard Garba Rhythm that you dropped back in 2020, you know, just before COVID. You know, produced by Rishi Rich. You know, so great. You know, that you've dropped another one 2 years down the line. And you know, I love what you're doing, Don. You know, because it's so important. You know, like you said, to keep the culture alive, man. Because I don't think there's enough kind of for the Gujar youth, as it were. There's not enough kind of representation out there. What's your thoughts?
That, you know, there's no more. That's it. It's the exact same thing I said. And on the other interviews, you know, they said, you know, you're doing this music and what's for? I'm doing it for the same reason I did the two cool remixes back in the days, is to understand for now, to have such a wide variety of fans listening to Bollywood music, because now Bollywood's making music like me and Rishi were making 20 years ago. Well, Bollywood, we know that are behind, but now I can turn around in my hand and heart and say, well, Bollywood, you're 20 years behind, and you have been, because you're now making music.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that they make now is really great. And obviously for Rishi being in India for a decade as well, making a lot of stuff in Gully Boys and music and in Pal Pal and this and the other, it was obviously he's gone and shown them futuristic music even more now.
Yeah.
So they're even understanding the music a bit more. And the same thing I'm trying to do for the Gujarati community and the folk music, it's like, you know, it's the kids like going to Northa for meeting their friends and their families and so forth as a gathering, as you say, the community thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, they you know, as we know, these youngsters like that kind of like heavy bass line, trappy kind of music that's going to be there with something that's going to be acknowledgeable to them, and that's something they can actually relate to. And, you know, what we related to was just a normal girl because that's what we grew up with. You know, when there was, like, you know, a man in the band and he's them, you know, some girls, and there were normally people like either your Marty's, your Paki's, or your Mama's, I'm not afraid, singing away, you know, Ma Bhavani Ma, or singing, you know, Matura Makela Kela, whatever they're singing it, or Bankira, they're singing it, and we're thinking, oh, this is the best we're going to get. But now there's bands that come down, people fly, people from India bands come down, you know, we've got some great Indian singers like you know, Geeta Rabari, you know, Geeta Ben Rabari, she's an amazing global singer. I think, you know, there's a lot of talent out inside in India.
Of course, man. You know, I think our as good news, I think we're slowly becoming cool. Our music is becoming cool.
We are definitely. I think we're definitely, like, you know, I was going through looking at this track that I was looking at for Geeta Rabari, because I know she's making that Vaalamia 2.0, but I know there's going to be the finishing version of it, apparently, that I speak to Alpesh from Soul Cycle, who's very, very close, like, to me. I'm good, really, 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 like, good friends and that, and I know what he does for the Asian community, and I'm, you know, look at some of the stuff from the future, when I sit there and I see, like, 10 million views on a global, I'm like, what? This is intense stuff. 10 million people watch this track. This is sick.
Yeah.
You know? That's just beautiful. And the track deserves the views. No word of a lie. It's, like, it's a great track. And then, yeah, come through to another thing on another YouTube with another a singer that I found that made this track called Shambu, and it was, oh my god, I put it on my Facebook Live, and I started spitting it to live, and think, this is something that I'd love to do, devotional music.
Yeah.
Now, I know people are going to get really upset, but there's people doing it already, so I'm not going to really get killed for it.
Yeah.
There's people doing it. I'm just going to add a reggae influence. There's going to be more of the Indian, but I fortunately went, well, I don't want to do this, because I was going to get scared, I was going to get shot down by people, like really right activists, and says, oh, this guy, you know. But the same thing, you know, as I said, the culture, we don't want it to die. Same thing is with our, when it comes to, you know, the religion side of Northa, which is the 9 days of Mataji, that we call it, obviously. Yeah. Same thing with the, you know, list it here. So it's great to see that we can make music, and me and Rishi can still kind of have this influence on youngsters to have this music out in the market, which is so new and unique and different.
Of course, man, of course. And let's get right into Garba Rhythm 2.0. Rishi's known for his samples, and obviously you're known for your kind of your reggae vibe. When you were thinking about what sample to use for this track, why the Satire Mari Satire Bhavanima? You know, was that something that you went in with and you said to Rishi, this is the one that we want, you know, I want to use?
No. It wasn't. It was something that we found after we had found the one that we wanted.
Okay.
So the one that we originally used, I don't even know what it's called anymore, because we found it also. Or we've just been listening to a load of Garbars on YouTube. That's all we did.
Yeah.
We sat there for half a night, and he goes, really? I thought, well, this is what I have to do, because we have to find that one thing that everyone's going to was like, yeah, this is the one. And I don't know the names of these. So there's so many out there. You know, there's a huge library of Garbars I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're sitting through there, and I picked one that was to do with Danja, hence Lick Up the Sticks. It's to do with we've done the last Garbar with the Garbar rhythm, and the 2.0 was meant to be about the Danja bit. Hopefully, the 3.0 might be about the Ram Jamri. I don't know. We're going to have to go and think about it. And again, I'm in that thinking mode and thinking, well, I didn't think I'd top one, but I've topped it now, and people are going to want an even better product on three, hopefully. So I said to Richie, only if I can do it, I will announce it. Otherwise, I'm going to leave it, I think, as a great finish. So Garba Rhythm 2.0, Lick Up the Sticks, you know, the two main things in Garba are there. But yeah, that was it, really.
And you know what? It is a beautiful, beautiful Garba, you know, that's been refixed by yourself and, you know, and Rishi. I know the feedback has been absolutely phenomenal. I saw the feedback from everybody at the SKLP, at the Sri Kutcha Leva Patel, you know, while you were performing it. Everybody was going crazy, man, crazy for it.
Yeah, and the footage actually shows that, yeah, it's the youth, isn't it? The youth that obviously, and then Rishi's the one who found that sample, and when he actually then sent me the vocal to say vocal to this, and I said, this is not the same thing. He goes, I think this really is the one, Don. I went, I don't know. I'll go, okay, just send it to me. And we kept on playing it, and he sent it to me. And obviously it shows that, obviously when it does come in, the crowd showed that day when I was performing it just at the SKLP, which was fantastic for me, just to have that as an offset, just to quickly do something like that. And it was thanking the SKLP for letting me on the stage, you know, as part of their community and a part of their Sri Kutcha Leva Patel, that's why I am. So, you know, thank you very much for supporting an artist like me. I really appreciate it.
Of course, man. Well, the track is out. It's doing really, really well. I know you've got the whole iTunes thing issue going on, which I'm sure that's going to be sorted out pretty soon.
Yeah, hopefully pretty soon, and we will get it hooked out. And what we'll do a brand new media campaign against it with a video, hopefully released with it as well. So you have visuals on YouTube as well as the track downloadable on the two biggest platforms, Spotify and iTunes. But it's available on Amazon Music and all the other platforms in Ghana and the other platforms that are out digitally. It's just that the two big guys obviously want a little bit more time viewing the process, as they call it.
Of course, man. Now, listen, Diwali is just around the corner. You know, how does a Dondi household get down for Diwali, man? You know, susu baneche garma.
So, you know, what the tayari thaiche, as I call it, you know, it's called a tayari. I have to get all the lot and start making the chakki, you know, because that's my favourite. That's what I like eating a lot more. And then obviously, like, the jalebi, I'll have to choose now out my favourite the places to go and get the jalebi from. So, you know, I'll have to choose the most nice, thin and crispy ones, the most juicy ones, and get the good barfis. I like that there's this place called Barafi that does like 101 flavours of barfi.
Yeah.
I need to get about 100 of them, I think. Leave the one I might not like.
Love yeah. it, love it, love it. You know, I'm going to come around for Diwali, man. What do you say, Don?
Listen, I'll be more than happy to have you for Diwali, man. I'll be the bear signatized here, man. I'm the wickedest one, mate.
I'm gonna hold you to that. Listen, my brother, Get Rid of Them 2.0 is out. We can't wait for the video. I know it's going to be an absolute vibe. And, you know, what you said about Get Rid of Them 3.0, you know, to do a bit of maybe a room junior, I think, you know, both set us idea. Ekdam set us idea.
Well, thank you very much. I just thought I'd put it out there to see how I get a response on it. You know? So, yeah.
No, but brother, listen, Marabai, just keep doing what you're doing, man. We love it. You know, the fans love it. My listeners, you know, can't get enough of it. So respect to you. Thank you for joining me up on the show this evening. You know, and Joe Baddas Hambarthache, right now, you know, what do you want to say to everybody right now?
This is Dondi Marley. I want to thank all my fans and everyone that listens and supported me throughout the years, on even now on the new music I'm making. God bless. Bye, Beno. Thank you very much, my fans. God bless. Akshay, smash the chat, brother.
Let's go. When they got my rhythm to them. Rag it up, double lot. Daddy, they must switch it up, switch it up, switch it up.